gonna leave. I'm gonna get away from it all. I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna have myself a ball. Well, sometimes I wonder what makes you so dense. The way you treat me, baby, don't make no sense. I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna get away from it all. I'm gonna leave this time. Gonna have myself a natural ball. Well, now every time I see you, I turn on the rain. It's just about enough to drive a man insane. You know I love you, baby, till the day that I die. You stand and watch me, maybe you can see me cry. When I leave, I'm gonna get away from it all. I'm gonna leave this time, gonna have myself a natural ball. Well, now every time I see you, I turn on the rain. It's just about enough to drive a man insane. You know I love you, baby, till the day that I die. Just stand and watch me, maybe you can see me cry. When I leave, I'm gonna get away from it all. I'm gonna leave this time, gonna have myself a natural ball. Yeah, I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna leave.
All right, thank you. That was it. That was
thank you.
The Gauli Gachi.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. We're gonna leave.
What a bad choice to play as an opener. But I figured I want to play that. And yeah, this is more of an ender, isn't it? I'm gonna leave.
Not in our show. Enders are not good songs most of the time. So
in our show, well, they are funny. That was Ray Sawyer. Who is Ray Sawyer?
Tell me all about him.
It's Doctor Hood. Doctor Hood.
Doctor Hood.
Doctor.
The KKK.
Doctor Hood. It's Dr. Hook before he had his eye patch, so he still had both of his eyes in, I think that's early 60s, on Sandy Records.
Still had both of his eyes, so he could see what he was doing.
He could see what he was doing, and he did a good job with it. That's a great 45, Sandy Records out of Mobile, Alabama. I'm gonna leave. He gave me the right is a good ballad on the other side. Good record.
Why did he lose his eyes?
I think in a car crash or something.
Oh, just one eye.
Just one eye. Yes, yes, one eye. Yes. You know, Dr. Hook. He was very.
That's where the name Dr. Hook.
Famous later. Yes. And he had his cowboy hat and his eye patch on. But not at this time. That was, I don't know when this record is. 62, something like that. I have no idea. And yeah, it's Gauli Gachi G. And I'm not going to leave. I'm going to stay right here and play some more record.
Unfortunately.
But we did want to get away from it all. But yesterday, we. We're at the Botanical Gardens, and yeah. We watched butterflies and had a
big butterflies.
For you. Yes, yes.
Yeah, and yeah, just a couple of days off. And
normally,
we're going to have a couple more off.
Normally, at this day, we were supposed to be working, yeah. And we just decided.
Well,
no,
I'm also not feeling that great. I'm not very sick, but I'm just not well enough to work for 16 hours a day.
Yeah.
So,
but we're well enough to do a radio show.
Yeah. So that's why we're here now.
Yes.
And the next record I have is, I'm not sure if it's very known. The artist is very known. It's Sanford Clark. And this is, I always get this confused because I always say a later pressing or earlier. I mean, because I say later.
What are you trying to say?
I don't know.
Still don't know.
Okay. Because I usually start from, you know, 20s and 30s is when I collect, you know, 78s into 50s for 45s.
That's
and
early.
So then I'm like, yeah. But then I say when I have a pressing from the 70s, then I say, this is a later pressing.
That's not 70s. That's 60s.
Or 60s or whatever. Yeah. This is a later or earlier.
That's a later Sanford Clark.
Yeah.
That's not an earlier Sanford
I think
Clark.
On the show before, I noticed that I said, oh, this is a lot
oh, yeah.
like something
I think
like
I
this.
That.
And I'm not going from 2022, you know, I'm going from, I don't know.
I still don't know what's happening in your head.
I don't either.
But,
See, I told you I was sick.
Yes. We are the number one radio show of total confusion, which doesn't matter. What you're trying to say is that this is a later Sanford Clark 45.
Thank you. Translation, please. Subtitles. it's really good.
It really is. I think that's one that I have not known yet. I mean, everybody knows his Dot Sides, then his Jamie things. And this is, what's this label? LHI?
Yeah. I also have another record from this label. It came in the same package, which is
he had some LPs, LP albums on LHI Records. And this one of the 45s. And yeah. It's about the
Black Widow Spider.
It's beautiful. It's really nice.
It really is good.
So and I mean, you got to love Sanford.
Enough talking that makes no sense. Let's listen to the music that maybe makes sense.
That does make sense. Oh man, Sanford Clark's voice is so great. Listen to that.
The Black Widow Spider is deadly. And she has a strange, strange trait. She lures her victim in to her silken web. And when she has loved him, she kills her own mate. The Black Widow slowly kills her mate. Like a Black Widow Spider, you wove your web and then you lured me with lies and trapped me inside and slowly you closed me in. Like a Black Widow Spider, you spun your web carefully. Each strand was designed with one thought in mind, to capture some poor fool like me. I didn't know I was the victim until one day when I tried to escape. Then your steel web closed in and trapped me within. I'm caught here to wait for my fate. The Black Widow slowly kills her mate. The Black Widow Spider is deadly. And she has a strange, strange trait. She lures her victim in to her silken web and when she has loved him, she kills her own mate. The Black Widow slowly kills her mate. Well, I know somewhere there's bound to be a girl who'd really care for me. Somebody that really loves me. Somebody that'll kiss and hug me. The girl I'm dreaming of is gonna love me like I wanna be loved. Well, I hope someday she'll come to me and love me ever faithfully. I'm hoping she'll understand me. I'm hoping her heart commands me. The girl I'm dreaming of is gonna love me like I wanna be loved. But if I ever find the girl I'm looking for, I'm gonna treat her just as good as I can. I wanna give her everything her heart desires. Say now, don't you understand that I need somebody to call my own? I'm so tired of being alone. I want to be loved. But if I ever find the girl I'm looking for, I'm gonna treat her just as good as I can. I wanna give her anything her heart desires. Say now, don't you? She's really mine.
Yeah, I thought I'd go with some very familiar voices here.
Yeah,
after Sanford Clark, perfect. Ricky Nelson prefers to be loved rather than to be eaten.
I'm not sure if the mate of the Black Widow knows that they're going to be eaten. Do they know this? Are they probably
a good question.
Not be the lover of the Black
that
Widow?
That is a good question. If I was a Black Widow spider,
I'd be really picky about who's I'm going to mate with. I'd be like, no, choose very carefully. If I'm going to die for this, better be good.
As a spider, I would say I just want to be loved. As does Ricky Nelson. Man, that's not a very known record of his, is it? I mean, we all know his rockers and his classics, but this is kind of a popcorn monster that I didn't know until not too long ago. On Imperial.
That's good. That's a good one.
Two very familiar voices. Yours and mine.
Oh, God.
What voice do we listen to now?
This is not a very familiar one as far as...
It actually
is. Yeah,
kind of. You know Wally Lewis, he had this white Bobby Sox.
Yeah, that's true.
And once you know this song and you listen to this, it's like, oh yeah, of course, it's the same voice. Because it is...
Red Light. Mm-hmm. Stop. On the Faber label. Faber label.
your head is really messed up today.
Nice.
Red Light. Wally Lewis.
Let's do it. To it.
Life was given me one day on a Tuesday, month of May. First I'd seen by my two eyes red light. I grew up and went to school. There I learned the golden rule. Met a gal called Dynamite. Red light. Take a look at what she's done. I used to be her only one. Now I walk the streets at night, red light. One day a circus came to town. A little gal was hanging round. I took a look. She winked an eye, red light. I'll admit that poor I am, an ordinary working man. Work all day and dream all night, red light. I'm a rounder and a cheat. Women falling at my feet, on my left and on my right, red light. Hey, Wigwam Willie!
Did you say Wigwam Willie?
Yeah, I said a Wigwam. Crazy cat. Well, when he starts to rock it,
I should be really happy at this point, but I actually wanted to play you the other side of that.
And that's really sad.
This is, oh man, what a monster. I think most people would want it for this side. It is just a monster. the funny thing is, Skaba,
No.
What, no? Yeah. Shall I tell the story?
It's so embarrassing.
It was probably late at night. Skaba was tired.
I was late at night. I was like,
I had Carl Phillips' Reborn Willie on the ones list. And sometime at night, there was a copy, and Skaba was looking for Boppin' Wigwam Willie Ray Smith. No, it's not Ray Smith.
I'm gone blank. I don't know.
Damn it, Boppin' Wigwam Willie. You know this one. And this is Wigwam Willie on the Boppin' label.
Yeah.
And man, why don't I?
Don't ask me. I'm not the one to ask.
Ray Scott.
Thank you. Yes.
Boppin' Wigwam. Of course it is. And this record was not Boppin' Wigwam Willie. It was Wigwam Willie on the Boppin' label, which is kind of funny. And I'm happy that you did buy it anyway, although I wanted it for the other side, which is Walkin' Blues. It's a really cute, beautiful rock and roll record, and it's got a nasty scuff. I just gave it 5 minutes trying to play it through. It didn't play through. It keeps skipping.
It's really sad.
It's really sad. Maybe I can, I don't know, do some surgical operation here on this side. But anyway, I should still be happy that I got this for the other side.
I'm glad you're happy. I did it just for you.
Yes, I know you did that late at night when you were half asleep. But yeah, that's fantastic. Carl Phillips on Boppin' out of St. Louis. Man, that's a wild record. Like four breaks, piano, sax, guitar breaks. Amazing. But yeah, maybe next time I will have this record fixed and I can play you the Walkin' Blues, which is on the other side.
That's good. You're going to have to keep up the beat because I think a lot of the records I picked out for today are popcorn and stuff.
Okay, so I'm
going
to.
So you got to be the intermission of chaos.
I'm going to find some. I have a monster waiting. Yeah. I mean, as if this wasn't a monster already.
Yeah,
I have another monster I wanted to play,
today.
Which is not a fast record. But this is shall I play this now? No, I'll wait till later. This is so insane. What have you got?
I got on the Bobby label.
From Bobbin to Bobby?
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Actually, I didn't even think about that. Poor Little Black Sheep. Bah!
Oh, yeah. Who's that?
By Bob Center.
Bob Center, that name rings a bell. Bob Center did something. Didn't Bob Center do some fantastic unreleased record on... somehow the name tells me something. It doesn't matter. Where is this?
Yeah, it sounds really nursery rhyming kind of... cheesy thing, but you just have to wait till the good part.
Yeah, after half a minute, it becomes nicely minor key. Yes.
I'm not sure if it's half a minute, but it's, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
It's good.
Bob Center did some Dead Jack Road acetate, and I forgot what it was.
I actually might have bought two copies of this because I forgot I bought this copy. I'm not very clever a lot of times.
No, of course you are. What is not clever about having,
having two copies
of a fantastic record? Maybe you sell one to me.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
Let's play
this. Let's
do this.
When I was just a little boy, I used to follow Daddy up and down the cotton rows and then to town on Saturday. I tagged along right at his heels through sandy land and timber. Daddy sang a little song, let's see if I remember. Black sheep, where's your lamb? Lost way down in the bottom. They're gone since dawn, the night's coming on, and the poor little thing cries, Mama. That little black sheep better sure beware of the timber wolf and the grizzly bear. I sure feel sorry for the poor little thing lost out there in the wind and rain. Up through the pines and watch the white clouds sailing by. My heart knew peace with all the world and nearer heaven then was I. But like the lamb I've gone astray, my sins they have no number. And as I slept the other night, this vision killed my slumber. I dreamed that I was home again with sister and my brother. angel fluttered by. I heard him as my mother. Black sheep, where's your lamb? Long way down in the bottom. And gone since dawn, the night's coming on, and the poor little thing cries, Mama.
Straight from a country, don't know about a thing. The first time I ever heard a band swing. The people are dancing to the music that's fine. And you just keep on telling the lies. I want you gone. I want you gone. I want you gone, want you gone, my girl, and leave me alone. Stop pulling my hair, stop pinching my hands. Get off of my back and give me a chance to wander around, skip and prance. Now I don't want none of your romance, not gone. Oh, want you gone. I want you gone, now, girl, and leave me alone. Want you gone, now, girl. Leave me alone, now. Stop, girl. I got a little girl home that's waiting for me. Fresh as a daisy, sweet as honey. I came to town just to have some fun. Now I'm going back where I come from. Now gone. Oh, want you gone. I want you gone, now girl, and leave me alone. Leave me alone now, girl. Stop pulling my hair, stop pinching my hands. Get off of my back and give me a chance to wander around, to skip and prance. And I don't want to lose your romance, not gone. I want you gone, girl. I want you gone, not girl, and leave me alone. Oh, want you gone. Want you gone now. I want you gone, not girl, and leave me alone. Oh, want you gone.
Oh man, that is one loud vocal New Orleans mover. Great. Somehow, this is nothing even close to a rare record, but it's fantastic. Once You're Gone, W-O-N-C-H-A, Gone, by Tommy Ridgely on Herald.
Leaving, gone. Are you trying to tell me something here?
Of course not. Yeah, fantastic. Good record. What a mover.
What
a looks terribly hammered. It sounds good to me, doesn't it?
It's crazy that this one looks crappier.
This looks terrible.
Oh, it's got a crack in it. Crackier.
I haven't even seen that. It's cracked. No. The good thing is that this is a terribly cheap record. Why is this? Is this not a? This is a really cheap record, and I don't know.
You have to buy a new
one. I got to pay $5 to get a mint copy or something. Fantastic.
Crazy.
What you got?
What do I have? I forget. Yeah, Smokey Jones.
Smokey Jones?
Yeah. Smoke Jones and his country cousins. Sorry, I had to go down there to read it because it's in small print.
Why do you say Smoke? This is Spike Jones
Spike?
Cover.
That's I can't
Spike
see.
But it's Spike Jones. It should be obvious that this is Spike
oh,
Jones.
Oh, man, I probably should have stayed in bed today.
Oh.
Spike Jones.
Of course it is.
Hotter than a pistol. I get this. I'm so embarrassed. On the RCA Victor label.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's play it. Are you going to play it?
Oh, am I supposed to play it now? By Eddie Kirk. That's where, yeah. It's written by Eddie Kirk, but sung
oh,
by Spike.
Oh, does that matter? Okay.
She's hotter than a pistol, bang, bang. Hotter than a pistol, bang, bang. What she's got is red hot. Hotter than a pistol shot. Ready, aim, fire. Let me introduce you to the hottest gal in town. If they sent her to the North Pole, she'd burn the North Pole down. She cooks me with her kisses, she fries me with her oil. She flips me like a flapjack, and she makes my water boil. Because she's hotter than a pistol, bang, bang. Hotter than a pistol, bang, bang. What she's got is red hot, hotter than a pistol shot. Ready, aim, fire!
When she's on the dance floor, she heats up every pound, and she sets off forest fires for miles and miles around. She's red hot in the cellar, she's red hot on the roof, she's red hot on the fire escape, but I ain't fireproof, because she's hotter than a pistol, bang, bang, hotter than a pistol, bang, bang. What she's got is red hot, hotter than a pistol shot. Ready, aim, fire! She got riled. She said, this gal is too darn hot. Old fireman, save my child. The fireman turned his hose on. He poured a steady stream. And when the water hit that gal, it turned right into steam. Because she's hotter than a pistol. Bang, bang. Hotter than a pistol. Bang, bang. What she's got is red hot. Hotter than a pistol shot. Ready, aim.
About a different version of a classic. I didn't know this also until recently. La Du Dada, terrible title for a song, Dale Hawkins classic, in a version by a band called The Ketones. Don't actually know who they are. Probably there's 500 bands called The Ketones. And I like this. This is good. On the label named Chelsea. Heard around the world. It's what it says. Okay, good.
Good.
I don't know what this is all about, but I like it. It's pretty speed up version. It's good.
And I'm going to do, I think, the rest of my records. I've been wanting to do it for a while. I discovered that I have a lot of woods, timber, and pine forest.
We
kind of,
at Gali Gash OG, like forests, timber,
yeah,
wood.
Yeah, and actually the reason I played this song before, but since I'm so stupid, I don't know how to read the artist name or even know that artist's name. It was supposed to be starting of, you know, because of, it's so hot outside in the
season.
World, and it's wildfire season, which is horrible. Like Greece is, I mean, the whole world is burning.
But, as usual.
Yeah, it keeps getting worse, and we're lucky that the temperatures dropped a little bit here this week. But yeah, and so just I thought I'd tribute to the forests.
Yes, that's good.
Which is some of the more sad songs, though, because they're cutting it down, and people are burning it down. Yeah, yeah. And so
people don't appreciate. I mean, I was always a big, I wouldn't call myself a nature boy type of guy, but I really...
You build with wood as well, but yes, you use recycled stuff mostly.
Yeah, I'm building with wood and I only use recycled material, indeed. Yeah. So I don't cut down any trees and stuff. But yeah, forests are such an incredibly important thing. Yes. And people don't
Without
seem
the forest,
to appreciate as much.
We won't be able to be alive.
That's true. What does Sonny James say about that?
Yeah, this is a more, like, what is it? Late 60s for sure. Sonny James, don't cut timber on a windy day.
I don't think it's that late. It's mid 60s, I think. Yeah. Sonny James, the Southern Gentleman.
On the Capitol label. All right. I can read that one. It's in bold print.
Okay.
I once had a friend named Joe, the biggest lumberjack in all of Idaho. He worked like a dog from day to day. He drew 10 cents an hour for his pay. Come Saturday evening, it'd have him a ball. It'd ride him a log over Idaho Falls. But now Joe, he's laid to rest. He forgot the slogan that he learned best.
He learned best, he learned best.
You cut timber on a windy day. Stay out of the wood, you better listen what I say. Limbs in the top liable go either way. Don't you cut timber on a windy day. Don't you cut timber on a windy day. Stay out of the wood, you better listen what I say. Limbs in the top liable go either way. Don't you cut timber on a windy day. Joe had a girl and her name was Ann. Had arms like a bull and muscles like a man. And when she heard old Joe was dead, she picked up her axe and away she fled. Up in the mountains where the trees grow tall, it was in her mind to cut them all. Folks around here say to this day that Ann's still up there chopping away.
Chopping away, chopping away.
Cut timber on a windy day. Stay out of the wood, you better listen what I say. Limbs in the top, I'll go either way. Don't you cut timber on a windy day. Don't you cut timber on a windy day. Stay out of the wood, you better listen what I say. Limbs in the top, I'll go either way. Don't you cut timber on a windy day.
Right where you left me, at Heartbreak Station, on Lonely Road. You're gonna find out, you can't forget me, at Heartbreak Station, on Lonely Road. Oh, well, I gave you my heart, oh yes, and I gave you, well, all of my love, true as the blue. Skies above me, true as those blue eyes I love. But you took all this, you left it all. Oh yes, with a kiss, and now you'll find me right where you left me, at Heartbreak Station, a lonely road. Thank you. at Heartbreak Station, a lonely road. You're gonna find out you can't forget me at Heartbreak Station, a lonely road. Oh, well, I gave you my heart. Oh, yes, and I gave you, well, all of my love, true as the blue skies above me, true as those blue eyes I love. I bet you took all this, yes, you left it on. Oh, yes, with a kiss, and now you'll find me right where you left me, at Heartbreak Station, a lonely road. At Heartbreak Station, a lonely road. At Heartbreak Station, a lonely road.
Boom. You see, ooh, here at Kanega Shoji, we always keep our promises. I think many shows ago, I told you that I was looking for a copy of this, and instead I found a copy of the same song by Ray Norman, which I really liked, on Nesco. And I said, well, one day I'm going to find a copy of the original by Cousin Bill Hamby.
I like the label name.
The label name, Wavy. Why do you like
Wavy?
Wavy.
You can't even pronounce things good. I'm not alone.
Oh, damn it. Wavy.
And that's how the other records you wanted to play were Wavy.
That's true. I had a Wavy record.
The Heat last year. You got melted records.
Yes, I wanted to actually play another record for you, which got totally warped in the shipping because it was so hot. But instead, I played you a Wavy record, which was not Wavy at all. Cousin Bill Hamby, Heartbreak Station, the slow and cute little version compared to the bopped up one by Ray Norman. Is this the first version? Yeah. Written by Hamby. Yes, that's the first one. Nice. Very scratchy. Pretty worn out grooves, but I like it anyway.
My next record, Timber.
Here we go.
Two Timber records. And this, but they're different songs, just the same title.
Mm-hmm.
This one is by Ray Fruché.
How do you pronounce this? Fruché?
Fruché. Fruché. On the Renner label, one of my favorite records came out on the Renner label that I played before.
Yes. That's a TNT, Tenon, Texas subsidiary, I think. San Antonio, does it say?
San Antonio, Texas, yes.
Exactly.
So yeah, this is Timber.
Timber.
Ray Fruché. Okay.
When you hear that cry, better watch what you do, 'cause a tree's gonna fall and might hit you.
Timber!
Roll them logs on down that hill, float them down the river till they reach some mill. Listen to the saws, the bows and the whine, cutting off limbs and trimming off vines. Where the last tree's down, gonna quit for the day. There's a frolic in town and I'm on my way. There's a cute little gal, she's slim and tall, gonna meet her tonight at the lumberjack ball.
Timber!
When you hear that cry, better watch what you do, 'cause the tree's gonna fall and it might hit you.
Timber! Log
on down that hill, float them down the river till they reach the mill. Swing that axe, pull that saw, work till your hands feel numb and raw. Well, there's two things that the boss men say, if you can't take it, you can't stay. Listen to the saws, the buzz and the whine, cutting off limbs and trimming off vines.
Timber!
When you hear that cry, better watch what you do, 'cause a tree's gonna fall and it might hit you.
Timber!
timber.
Roll them logs on down that hill, float them down the river till they reach the mill.
Beautiful R&B here.
That was beautiful.
That is Sugar Pie. Ooh, I just scratched all over it. No, I didn't. Sugar Pie DeSanto. This record came, it looked like...
That's not right.
That ain't right.
It is right, though.
It is right. Sugar Pie DeSanto with Pee Wee Kingsley on a label named Veltone Records. Good. The other side is I Want to Know. It's also good, but I prefer this one here. And you know what also ain't right?
Timber.
To cut down trees. And that's what the next song is all about. I really like this next record.
Yeah, this one's a pretty good one. It's a really good story, very about an emo lumberjack.
An emo lumberjack who has to cry every time he cuts down a tree. Yeah. Which is
by the Despoto Sisters on the Verve record label.
Despoto Sisters. It's a kind of an unusual sounding record. It's just different. And I really like the idea of it.
Yeah.
That the guy who cuts down the trees always has to cry as soon as a tree falls.
And don't tell him the whole story.
Yeah, listen to the lyrics. It's really beautiful.
One time there was a lumberjack, a mighty man was he. With arms of steel he'd swing the axe and fell a giant tree. The axe did make a tear would dim his eye. The sorrow caused his voice to shake as he would sadly cry.
Timber.
Timber. though he was rough and big and tough, he loved the forest so. Each time his blade did find the mark, his heart would feel the blow. And when the tree came crashing down, his very soul would soar. God bless this giant I have slain, then humbly he would cry. Lumberjack did climb a giant tree. He lost his hold and tumbled down into eternity. Now every time a tree is felled, a voice from way on high keeps echoing back his plaintive call from forests in the sky.
Thought I'd go from timber to sugarcane.
Sweet, sweet sugarcane.
That is Kenny Walker, produced by Buck Ram. Sweet sugarcane on a label named Entree.
Entree.
It's très français.
Entree.
Entree.
Oh, I know. In England, like, I also use this word for the main dish or whatever.
Hauptgericht. Oh, really?
Yeah, entree.
Is this the word? I have no idea. So was this the main dish then, today? That was your main dish.
I think that's you're the main dish, Beryl.
Las Vegas, Nevada. Am I the spider?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm the main dish.
I'm the Black Widow. You're the main dish. You're the entree. And we're going to go Big West. That's the label. Another version of In the Pines. There's plenty of versions out there. It's a
traditional.
Traditional, yeah.
It's just such a great song. I don't know. It's so once you hear that, it's really stuck in your head. For
there's lots of versions, and I don't think I've ever heard one that I didn't like. There's some that are like less.
Yeah, I mean, everybody did a version of In the Pines. Seems to be like you got to make a version of In the Pines if you want to be musicians. And
well,
it's great.
It's not Wine Studio, whatever.
Oh yeah.
Let's not go there. Anyway, this is Jack Wayne Jr. and is arranged by his father, Jack Wayne.
I don't think that's what it says. I just think that it's Jack Wayne.
By Jack Wayne.
It's just Jack Wayne Jr. That's just the copyright entry that Jack Wayne did it, and he just happens to be Jack Wayne Jr. I don't. Who
knows?
Is that anyway?
Nobody knows. Nobody cares, I guess.
I do.
Okay. Big West in the Pines.
In the pines, where the sun never shines, and you quiver when the cold wind blows.
With a she said, "Come on, honey, see my teeth." Said, "I wanna see me, mama. Oh, honey, honey, you know, you know, you know, you know. Woo, my boy, I wanna see me, mama. A little bit white, she was sweet.
Oh my God, every time I hear this, this is so amazing.
And that's the one he's been waiting for to play.
Oh yes, I've been waiting to play that one. I think I heard this first on some, I think it was a Syn LA LP compilation, and I just couldn't believe my ears. I thought this is probably the most insane thing ever recorded. And, oh man, this is so fantastic. There are two pressings of this thing. It's on the Gulfstream label out of Hollywood. Florida. Yes, the Gulfstream label. I always knew it's a Florida label, but here it says Hollywood. But it's Hollywood, Florida. Probably the first release on this thing. Look at number 1,000. And this came out with an alternative flip side. And I think this is first. This is TV Mama. Should I introduce before that? It's the Frantics 4. It's not the Frantics. It's not the Frantic 4. It's the Frantics 4. Vocal by Bobby Shane. Man, Bobby Shane, he was cool as fuck. Because I really like the way he completely overdoes it. And this is TV Mama with a flip side called Yes I Do, which is nice. And there is another pressing with TV Mama and Down by the Old Mill Stream on the other side, which is probably the one that goes for more because it's pretty much a killer double-sider. I also like Yes I Do. It's also fantastic. But I got a pretty good deal on this one because I was asking the seller, hey, would you mind giving me this for very little money? And he did, and I'm very happy about it. Fantastic record. One of my favorites because it's just nuts.
From the Gulf Stream to Driftwood. So this is my last. Well, no, I have one more. I have this record and then an ender, but this one is like, you know, Driftwood. It's the end of the forest after what becomes with the forest that becomes driftwood.
Well, yes, eventually, eventually might some do point. That. Yeah. Yes.
Anyway, it's Bob Scott on the ABC Paramount.
Bobby, not just Bob. It's Bobby.
Bobby Scott.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, this side. Thanks. There's a sticker on it.
I was a happy driftwood, just a happy driftwood. While I was free in the real cool sea, I was a happy driftwood. Drifted about from a day to day, always happy, always gay, till you took me from the sea. Fill my heart with misery. I was a happy driftwood, just a happy driftwood. While I was free in the real cool sea, I was a happy driftwood. You took me out and you gave me a smile. You made me happy, but for only a while. I began to tell as you held me tight. Your heart wasn't warm and your heart wasn't right. I was a happy driftwood, just a happy driftwood. While I was free in the real cool sea, I was a happy driftwood. The women ashore, hear my plea. If you see me drifting, let me be. Take me out and break my heart. My soul will dry and I'll fall apart. I was a happy driftwood, just a happy driftwood. While I was free in the real cool sea, I was a happy driftwood. A happy driftwood. Yes, a happy driftwood.
Maiden in the woods, and she
Okay, so here I also played my wood contribution here, because you played all the wooden records.
Remember me.
That is
beautiful.
It's kind of an unusual sound. Those male pop folk vocal, usually trio voices, always kind of freak me out because they sound creepy. I don't
this
know.
This perfect for this.
It's perfect for this. These
it's
were
a creepy song.
The Thunder Mountain Boys, "Girl in the Wood." That's on K-Pod Records, which I guess is Joey K-Pod's label. And I liked it. It's somewhat creepy.
Very creepy. And I'm going to end. It's the ender.
The show is over.
Tschüss. I'm going to end with a silly one. And the title is, I Cut Your Water Off.
If I were a plumber, I would cut your water off.
Which is not, it's actually, I mean, there's lots of ways to get revenge when you break up with somebody or something like this.
That's kind
of cool.
That's
tough. Because not having water, I mean, we're having an emergency water here even because it was so hot with no rain.
Yeah.
And I know that's, you know, we're not the only place. So having water is very important. To live, obviously.
At the time this record was made, this was still funny.
Yeah. And then also you have, you know, the where people are in the middle of war, where they're also having a hard time getting water. We had a friend who actually got really sick from drinking dirty water because there was no water available.
Clean water is a thing that we Westerners really take for granted, which is absolutely not.
Didn't you tell this story about, like, during the World War, whenever the Russians came and took taps from the wall?
Yes, there was a story that's, I don't know if it's urban legend or something, but in World War II, when Russia was freeing Germany, because that at that time they actually did free a country from Nazis, not like now. And there were also like really teenage soldiers from somewhere remote Siberia. And there's a story that's been told that these kids were coming here and... Oh.
Sorry.
She was sneezing. I'm not going to say bless you because that's much too religious.
Gesundheit.
Gesundheit. The soldiers from some poor remote areas were actually tearing the water taps out of the walls to bring them home to expect them to just hang them on the wall and hope and water comes out, which
that's
is really,
really sad and scary.
I mean, that's probably wasn't that's just a story that goes around that, you know,
who knows if it's true, but just the thought of that. But yeah, I mean, I think we really take water for granted, a lot of people just
That's gonna be tough in the future, I guess, also for anybody.
So turning someone's water off as revenge is
yes, that's a mean revenge. Yes, so this may be a funny record, but think about
it. Toby Dowdy on the Tennessee label.
Toby Dowdy.
Towdy.
No Dowdy.
Oh my goodness, Toby Dowdy. not Dobie Towdy.
That sounds like a cartoon character. I don't know.
Yeah, it does sound like a cartoon.
What is this label, Tennessee?
All right, I got to get out of here and go back to bed because I think I ruined the whole show with my non-existent brain today.
Yeah, I think both of us are kind of stupid today. But hey, who actually cares? Do you come here for our
intellectual talk? Is there anyone out there?
we haven't gotten any comments recently. I think this is like, let's call it a water. What? Why do I say water? You see, I'm also stupid. I stop talking now. All right, let's play this record and get out of here. Thank you. Goodbye.
I drink milk and buy you gin, then catch you drinking it with other men. If I were a plumber, I'd cut your water off. I stay home, a nursery rhyme, and find that you're out too tight. If I had the power, I'd surely stop your plumb.
Why, you clothes and sweet perfume, so you can make some other guy swoon. If I were a polecat, surely raise a steam. I'll let you run around too free. You run me down and made a fool of me. If I were a plumber, I'd cut your water off. I should have been a hound dog and kept you up a tree. Tired of buzzing around your hive when you don't know that I'm alive. You're everybody's honey, but I keep getting stung. I buy you clothes and sweet perfume so you can make some other guy's spoon. If I were a polecat, I'd sure raise a steam. I'll let you run around too free. You run me down and made a fool of me. If I were a plumber, I'd cut your water off.